figures from Auckland Council suggest the slight easing of Level 3 restrictions has had little impact on consumer spending in the super city. Businesses have told the council they've exhausted every avenue to stay afloat, and there are projections the nine-week lockdown has cost the economy $5 billion. Auckland Unlimited's Chief Executive Nick Hill joins us for more on this now. Kia ora.
Morena.
All right, so what are we talking about here when you say the slight easing of Level 3 restrictions? This is what, the step change you're looking at mostly, or is it just simply the time that in lockdown?
I think it's referring to the impact of allowing people to have picnics outside. Mm.
And you're saying it hasn't had much impact?
No, well, the data suggests that it hasn't had a lot of economic impact. And I don't think it was designed to do that. It was designed, I think, more to allow people the opportunity to have a bit more social connection.
But you might have hoped that it would have some impact on spending. I mean, I guess the spending is coming through click and collect, through takeaways, through the essential services that are continuing to work. No impact or discernible impact there?
No, and it certainly there was a big impact when we shifted to Level 3 and the ability for people to use click and collect certainly did have a decent impact. And we sort of saw the GDP impact per day drop half from about 100 million a day to 50 million a day that were movable forward to Level 3. I think the big issue for us is the recognition now that we are heading towards a vaccination target that will be the point at which the restrictions start to become lifted. And that's now a very uncertain period, having been locked down for 9 weeks, where businesses have hung on and hung on, but now we're faced with, you know, a couple of months when we look forward that becomes extremely challenging, when particularly for small businesses, particularly for those in certain sectors of the economy, and they're starting to, you know, they're watching their cash burn, and just, you know, where does this end? What will restrictions look like? How do we manage with, you know, with vaccinations and COVID and so on? So all of that uncertainty on top of 9 weeks of lockdown, I think, has generated a lot more.
What's the alternative to the current strategy? I mean, we're moving towards, as you say, moving towards those restrictions being lifted hopefully before Christmas. But that's not necessarily going to mean a big rush back in demand that we saw last time, is it?
No. I mean, I think we're in a different sort of world now. And you're right. I think realistically, there aren't a lot of things in terms of the path we're on and the time frames. But there are things, I think, with assistance to particular parts of the economy, those businesses that, if they can survive through into the new year, are viable businesses who can adjust and survive that period in particular sectors of the economy, particular parts of the city, affecting particular people.
Right. Just finally, so does that mean, in terms of the government's package that's going to be announced on Friday, we saw Nationals' ideas yesterday, the focus has to be on the businesses that are right on the cusp and trying to make sure as many as possible do survive?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think there's a huge cost, financial and personal, for businesses that fail, and there's a cost of starting new businesses. And if there are viable businesses, then you want to be doing everything you can to make sure they survive.
Absolutely. Nick Hill, thank you very much for that. Chief Executive of Auckland's Auckland Unlimited.